Raven's Joy. Once upon a time, there was a migratory raven. She had all the best characteristics of a raven. She was intelligent, resourceful, prepared, and good-hearted. Okay, good-hearted is a stretch for a raven, but for this story, our raven most certainly is good-hearted, kind, beautiful, etc., etc. She was also very hard-working, so from sun up to sun down, she took her work seriously. However, after a bit, she began to feel a little sad. Maybe it was her teenage self. Maybe it was her kid self. Maybe it was her baby self. We don't know, and that's not the point of this story. The point is, she finally had a conversation with herself, and it went like this. Hey, where's the joy? I'm working on it.
What's taking so long?
I don't know. She really was working on it, too. First, she thought, joy must be sparkly and bright. That's because ravens love sparklies, you know. She kept her eyes peeled for anything that sparkled brightly. She wasn't going to miss it. She came to a lake, and the sun shimmered on it. Raven thought, well, this is sparkly and bright. She sat down next to the lake and waited for joy to come. She waited and waited and waited. Nothing happened. She sighed deeply, and if you could have heard her, your heart would have gone out to her. I bet you would have given her a hug, because you are a good person, and you'd want her to feel better. She felt like giving up already. Now what would you have said to her to cheer her up? I would have said, no, no, dear raven, don't give up now. This might have helped her, because being on migration is lonely sometimes. It had given her a little boost to know she was being cheered on. Let's try cheering her on. Ready? You can do it, raven! Very good. Now back to our story. As I was saying, Raven felt like giving up. But no way was she a quitter. No way! So she fluffed out her feathers, pretty as bee's knees, and thought of a plan. She'd ask a raven elder. Raven was very polite and respectful of her elders, and she knew that she should bring a gift to the elder. She had heard that he liked cherries. At a nearby farmer's market, she gathered a bunch of juicy, luscious cherries in her beak and flew off to see the elder. When she got to the elder's tree, she found him on the uppermost branch, singing happily. He stopped when he saw her, and she presented the cherries to him. He was really delighted and began to munch on them, making huge slurping noises. You wouldn't think a raven could be that slurpy, but he was. He was enjoying them so much, kind of like if you have ever licked your ice cream from your bowl. I bet some of you have done that. When Elder finished his cherries, his beak was all stained red, and he had even spilled some juice on his toes. It looked like he'd painted them with red toenail polish. He didn't care. In fact, he seemed quite pleased. Then he said, "What can I do for you, daughter?" She answered, "I have a question for you."
"What is it?"
"How can I find joy?"
Well, have you ever painted your toes red? Have you ever flown a kite? Have you ever jumped into a cold, clear river? Have you ever eaten watermelon and then spit the seeds as far as you could? Have you ever skipped just to skip?
Have you ever? Have you ever shouted your name and listened to the echo? Have you ever rubbed mud all over yourself and made a big mud pie? Have you ever laughed so hard you cried? Have you ever sung loud and not cared how you sounded? Have you ever climbed a tree? Have you ever? Have you ever let a ladybug crawl up your arm? Have you ever skipped a stone across a lake? He rambled on and on. In fact, he was still continuing as Raven drifted off to sleep because she didn't want to interrupt him. Now, I hope that she still isn't there, because the elders list could go on forever and ever. Let's all think really hard together. We can think hard together and send Raven a message. Since there were some fun-sounding things on that list, let's send her a message that she starts finding joy by trying some of those things out, or even coming up with her own list of fun things. Ready? We'll say, "Have fun, Raven," 3 times on the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. Have fun, Raven! Have fun, Raven! Have fun, Raven! Somewhere off in a faraway place, Raven woke up because she felt someone thinking about her. And she even smiled a special Raven smile. And that's the day she felt joy. Raven joy. And the elder? Well, he felt joy too, every time he wiggled his red toes.